Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota's monthly job growth remained flat in January, and the state's unemployment rate ticked up 0.2 percentage points to 4.4%, while the national rate ticked down 0.1 percentage points to 4.3%. Deed Commissioner Matt Verlich says our state economy has weathered a number of economic shocks over the last year, and the impact of what now appears to be showing up is in the data. The Department of Human Services' plan to revalidate Medicaid service providers is on track for the May 31st deadline. The Trump administration threatened to withhold up to $2 billion from Minnesota's program. Deputy Commissioner John Connolly says for compliance to be met, DHS has to change state law regarding Medicaid eligibility.
All federal matching funds associated with that expansion group of enrollees in the program, we would have to align with federal law. Otherwise, the federal government would likely make the argument they're not eligible for the program.
Connolly says there is legislation under consideration. DHS says its corrective action plan was accepted by the Center for Medicaid Services on January 30th. This is MNN.